Good morning. I'm Queen Akim, and this is the California Report. Earlier this month, Governor Jerry Brown issued an historic order mandating that the state cut its water use by 25%. That's not an across-the-board cut. While water-hogging cities will have to cut their water use by as much as 36%, water super savers like Santa Cruz here in Northern California may barely see any cuts at all. All this is being hashed out by state regulators right now, who are expected to finalize the cuts later this week. And while you're waiting for that to happen, we thought this would be a good time to take you on a tour of the state and introduce you to some water hogs and water savers. First up, Bakersfield and our Central Valley Bureau Chief, Sasha Coca.
Until Bakersfield showed up on the list of California's biggest water hogs, people here could water their yards whenever they wanted. That's right, no limits on watering days. But that's changing as the state has developed new regulations to deal with the drought.
We're all on edge and worried about it because we know what a desperate situation it is.
That's Bakersfield retiree Marilee Roberts. She just reset her sprinkler timer to water her lawns Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays under Bakersfield's new rules.
We do have to water our yards here. You know, we do live in a semi-desert climate. When it's 110, my geraniums are going to shrivel. They'll be alive, but they're going to be really suffering.
It's one thing to cut back on overwatering of your lawn or letting water run down the street, but in this case, the cutbacks will actually affect the amount of food being put on some people's tables.
Don Dorman is city manager for Tulare, a city between Bakersfield and Fresno. The proposed conservation rules don't target farms directly, but he says they could affect how much water his city can provide to food processing plants. Tulare is home to a Kraft cheese and a Häagen-Dazs ice cream plant. And he says the city will also have to make some cuts that could affect low-income residents who sometimes can't afford air conditioning.
We have play parks where the water squirts out of the ground, you know, to help keep the kids cool during the summer. So those are all things that if you're living in the Bay Area, you don't have to contend with, just the basic need for additional water for health and safety reasons.
The state's new rules will apply to big cities and tiny rural towns that may only have a few hundred residents. But no matter how much water residents in the Central Valley cut back, this region's groundwater aquifers are rapidly depleting. Farmers who have seen their water supply from dams and reservoirs shrink dramatically are drilling more wells. That issue is not addressed in the water conservation rules the state's considering this week. Drought restrictions could also lead to increased conflicts between farms and cities in Southern California. Here's our L.A. Bureau Chief, Stephen Cuevas.
In the southeast corner of the state, the Imperial Valley, residents and farmers like Al Kalin don't rely on water piped from the Sierra snowpack or from beneath their boots.
There are no wells.
All the water used to irrigate over 500,000 acres of crops comes through a decades-old federal agreement. It gives the Imperial Valley exclusive rights to water drawn from out of state, from the Colorado River. Kalin worries that the unique water deal that allows the region's agriculture to flourish could be upended by demand from other parts of the state, like the L.A. area, where tight restrictions are in place.
Anything's a possibility in times of drought.
Some people, like Richard Atwater, think maybe it's time to re-examine how a place like the Imperial Valley manages to enjoy a bounty of water while the rest of California does with less. And he says residents in the L.A. basin are starting to curb their water-guzzling habits.
There are a lot of people who get the message, have taken out their lawns.
Atwater is chairman of the board at the Foothill Municipal Water District. Foothill serves the Pasadena area, where communities are being asked to cut usage back by as much as 36%. There are tougher rules, stiffer penalties, and conservation rebates going into effect to encourage compliance. But Atwater says more needs to be done.
Increasing more storage, building more water recycling plants. Instead of using drinking water from 400 miles away, why don't we treat and reuse our sewage?
Another Southland agency, the West Basin Municipal Water District, recycles about 40 million gallons of wastewater a day for industrial and municipal uses. Assistant manager Shivaji Deshmukh says the district plans to expand such programs, but it comes with a cost.
We always anticipate that there's going to be rate increases. To do new projects, it does cost money. Our job is just to do our best to minimize those rate increases.
In other words, it's not just the demand for water, but also financing projects to make it last longer that'll push customer water rates higher. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
And I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
Finally, on Friday, we told you that if you had a good idea for a state proposition, venture capitalist Tim Draper might just fund it. And we offered to hear your elevator pitches, and some of you took us up on it. Here's a drought-related suggestion that Martin Kilgore made on Facebook. He wants a law that would require all residencies and apartments to have water meters. And we got a few voicemails, too. Here's one from Richard Arp of San Francisco.
Traffic citations or infractions should be tied to income.
Here's another idea for a proposition from Tony Amaranch in Bakersfield.
I think the state of California Constitution ought to be amended so that every time the people put a proposition up on the ballot and it passes, that the proposition has to sunset in 2 years.
If you keep the ideas coming, we'll keep playing them. Go to facebook.com/thecaliforniareport to get our phone number or just leave us your message there. And that's the California Report for Monday, May 4th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queenie Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Stanford Children's Health. Stanford Medicine pediatric specialists are at 45 locations throughout Northern California. More at stanfordchildrens.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org.